in studio this morning, and also joining us live in studio, the state champs, the Fire Truck Kids, Jace Burt and Peter Lorch, two of the cross-country runners for Star Valley High School. Coach Ty Draney also in studio today. Jace, Peter, Coach Draney, good morning, guys. How's it going today?
Good morning.
Yep. Doing great.
Wow, they sound like all in harmony.
You made me wake up.
Nice job.
Yeah, you made me wake up early on a non-school Friday is what that sounded like.
I want to start off with Peter. I want to talk to you for just a minute about you are a two-time team captain.
Correct.
And this is a team that obviously is over the last, you know, 12, I'm going to say 12 months. Obviously, it's been longer than that. But the last 12 months, there's been a ton of accolades and things that they've accomplished. What does it mean to you to be considered the team captain and kind of lead that and kind of set the tone for a group that's this fast?
Well, being team captain, it has its perks, but mainly I have to show up to everything. And it's not really different from being an athlete. I don't do much. These guys are pretty self-motivated. But there are times when I do have to call them up early in the morning and make sure they come to early morning practice.
Like this.
Yes, like this.
You have to come to the radio station.
Yep. Had to text Jace, make sure he was up and awake. But besides that, it's really just being an athlete. And I mean, I'm not really there to do much. I'm just there for support. And they pretty much covered themselves.
You know, it's to be a senior, the team captain this year, you go back to, we were kind of joking and laughing, making fun of you a little bit about you as a freshman, right?
Yeah.
When you think of yourself, you know, we talked about little Peter as a freshman, and you were running with the likes of some of the previous cross-country stars that have come through Star Valley. What did you learn from them that helped you be the runner that you are this year?
Yeah, well, when I was a freshman, you know, it was so intimidating racing Peter Visser and all those fast kids, because I had no clue what that was doing. I was lucky to make varsity my freshman year. And Peter and Johnny, they were great team captains, but they weren't the best. I mean, they were great, but they definitely learned to take more accountability, especially because, like, a lot of people coming into the cross country, they're scared. They usually kind of don't have friends if they plan on racing pretty well. And just being really culturally active and getting them involved in other things besides cross country, inviting them to hikes and runs and, you know, just making a big family.
Jace, I get the impression Peter's being pretty humble here, because you guys could pick anybody to be team captain, I'm assuming, and you pick him for the last couple of years. Talk about Peter and also kind of speak on this group and what you've, how you've grown together over the last year or two.
Yeah, for sure. He definitely does a really great job. He really makes sure that all the incoming freshmen that are just, you know, whether they're just scared to be there or they're intimidated by everyone else, like, he makes everyone feel welcome. And he does a good job at making sure that everyone gets their runs in and we're still putting in our work outside of after school practice.
Speaking of putting in the work, Jace, you've been at the top of the pack, right, with Hobby. You and Hobby have kind of been 1-2 for a while. What kind of work does it take for that to be the case, to reach that kind of excellence?
Yeah, I mean, cross country is a simple sport. It's just you run a lot, and then you can run faster, you know. So I've definitely been following Hobby for forever, you know, my entire life, but to finally be right there within him is just, it's great.
I mean, it was, we're talking right on his heels.
Yeah,
you were right there, so that's cool.
Well, we were kind of talking about it before the race last weekend, that, yeah, his best, the closest competition that you might see is going to be on the bus. And so we were always, talk about that a little bit, because we've never been anything part of anything like this, so when it comes to that, you seem like you're willing to, you know, look at that and say, okay. And you have beaten him a couple times over the course of the season. There's no animosity, though, between you and him as far as the race is concerned. And we were even thinking, it's like, okay, you're shoulder to shoulder. There's 500 meters left. What do? Do you just say, okay, let's let it rip? Or how does all that work?
Yeah, I definitely, that's always on my mind, because everyone wants to win. But, you know, I make sure I run my own race, and if that puts me in front of him, then that's great. But if not, then, you know, he can run his race, and, you know,
Absolutely. Well, Coach Draney also in studio today. Coach Draney, man, you got these two kids and a whole team full of similar runners just like them. What do these two kids mean to your program?
Yeah, I don't know that we can state enough all the things they've done and the things that, you know, one of the huge blessings, I guess you could say, of my job is watching these kids grow up, you know. And I've maintained that this bunch as much as any bunch. When this group kind of came in, you know, as freshmen, we'd kind of been on autopilot, you know. COVID kind of threw a wrench in the works a little bit, but we kind of were all young all at once. And I remember showing up that first day of practice and kind of getting through stuff, and I talked to Jen, and I'm like, boy, I'm gonna have to retool some things. We're just not ready for kind of this. We didn't want to steamroll them, you know, get them, break them down and get them discouraged, and so we kind of had to retool some things and adjust some workouts and things like that. And then, you know, as these guys have matured, we changed that. I think I remember Jay saying, man, this year, when we started last year, she said, this year is way harder, right? And you know, that was a conscious effort. And, yeah, it's been incredibly gratifying to watch them grow up and watch them grow together as a team.
Peter, I want to talk about kind of the cross-country culture because this really is – as much as we talk about, you know, like say wrestling is a kind of a lifestyle sport. Cross country has to be as well, I'm assuming. And then, you know, not just that, but you got a coach in the house. You got that as well. Speak to that a little bit, and maybe the camaraderie of your team, because even going back, you know, when this program started, it seems like it's always had a high chemistry. So maybe talk about your teammates, your mom being one of the coaches, and kind of how this fits into your daily life.
Yeah, if you're going to be really good at something, it's got to be in your life all the time. And so it's really nice to have a parent who's a coach. And my father ran cross country in high school too. And all those late nights after races, we just go over debriefing everything, how we did, how I felt. And we're always studying other teams on athletic.net, just seeing if they're better than us and making sure they're not. But, and then the team, it's also, you know, we got to have this in everyone's lives. If you want to be great at something, it's going to be in your head. You got to believe in yourself. And I just want to make sure the whole team believes that they can do the best that they can. And so I'm always texting them updates, and they're always texting me updates. And yeah, it's just all the time in your head. At least, even if it's not in your front of your head, at least it's on the back burner, and you always got it.
Couple state champs in studios today for First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. Star Valley High School cross country runners Jay Spurton, Peter Lorch, and Coach Ty Draney in studio. So, Jace, last year when you guys won the state championship, it was, you were kind of the surprise team. People weren't really expecting you guys to be as good as you were. This year, there was no surprise at all. Everybody knew what Star Valley was, and you had the expectation. Did that play into your motivation at all this year? Did that drive you guys any to have that target on your back?
Yeah, we definitely knew all the teams were gunning for us, but, you know, we run hard, probably the hardest courses in the state, and a lot of other teams run super easy courses, but we knew, like, we just knew the work that we put in, and we knew that, you know, if we do these things, there's just, like, we're not going to have what happened to the other team happen to us, and we're not going to get surprised.
Coach Draney is a bit of a sadist when it comes to developing the courses. I've noticed that long, extended uphill stuff. You're a big fan of that kind of thing, Coach. One thing that happened just yesterday that we haven't talked about that we need to, Milesplit.com coming out with their latest rankings, and you guys are ranked 25th in the country. Is that correct?
That is correct.
25th in the whole dang country. How cool is that? Can you guys just speak to that? And I mean, that's unbelievable to me. You can talk about state champs and that's all great. 25th in the country is, you know, people obviously are taking notice of this little mountain town.
Very fast.
Coach Draney, I mean, you as the, you as one of the primary coaches, I mean, obviously for a long time, you understand this didn't happen obviously overnight, but it's got to feel pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's neat to get that recognition. You know, who knows how DieStat comes up with their rankings or how all that
magic did I screw works. It up? Is it DieStat?
DieStat through MileSplit. It gets all it's all a little convoluted. Who's decides all that stuff? But yeah, I was super excited for the boys, and we've been on the watch list all year. You know, we've competed against Rocky Mountain, Boise, some of these schools.
Harriman.
We've been right there. On the tail of Rocky Mountain, who has been ranked nationally, and we beat Riverton, Utah at the Border Wars, and so yeah, I guess we're always telling the proof's in the pudding, right? And I think as far as your previous question about some of the you know, the pressure, I think these guys have done a good job, and you know, we'll know more in a couple of weeks, kind of focusing on the Nike regional race, and we know we're going to have to run even better than we have, you know, to be a top two team there and qualify for nationals. But I think the focus and what has amazed me about these guys is their ability to execute. You know, we talk about, hey, you know, before region, I think you guys can maybe run a perfect score. And they're like, okay. And so they go out and do it, right? And so we're talking about the night before the state meet, and we said, hey, you know, I think, you know, our top five can be all state, you know, finish in that top 10. And so then they make a liar out of me and finish all five in the top eight instead, you know. And so, you know, that bodes well, and just super proud of it to be associated with it. With him.
Coach, I was going to ask about what's next. Most of the athletes, cross-country athletes in the state, are in their, quote, off-season now, and you guys just roll from the high school to the conference schedule, the state schedule, to your next national schedule. So tell us about the Nike Regional and where that is. Give us the details on what you're hoping to accomplish there.
It's up in Meridian at the Eagle Island State Course where we ran at Bob Furman. That's why we wanted to get the varsity up there during homecoming week this week to kind of check out the course and see where we were. And at Bob Furman, we had our best finish ever. I think previously our best finish in that championship race was sixth. We ended up fifth there, kind of a breakout race for us. And then, so we're going to be back on the same course. And to qualify for nationals, you have to be top two teams in that championship race. You know, and keep in mind, I think there's six or seven national ranked teams that'll be in that race. And so, like I say, we've got some work to do, but you can also qualify as an individual if you're, see if I get this right, one of the top five finishers that are not on the two teams that go. I believe that's how it goes. And we haven't had anybody qualify. Peter Visser missed it by one spot as a sophomore, and then they didn't have Nike for 2 years because of COVID and everything. Our top boys team finish, I think, is 10th, I think, that same group. I think the last teams to qualify from Wyoming were 2005 and 2006 when Rock Springs went in 2005, Central went in 2006, and one of the boys on that team is actually their coach now. So it just needs to happen, right? So we can make a movie or something. Like, how's that for serendipity, you know, like, to have that storyline? But, it's been fun. And like I say, we kind of came off the high of last year and we're pretty tired. I think we've kind of managed our emotions, and they put in enough work over the summer that we'll be looking to run our best meet, you know, and control what we can control here in Boise in 2 weeks.
Pretty awesome. That's Coach Ty Draney in studio and two of his runners, Jace Burton, a junior, Peter Lortz, team captain, and a senior. Goes to show the culture of a program when you have a historic season like this. We're talking perfect scores, back-to-back state champs, and the week after, the coach sits in the studio and says, we have work to do. So pretty cool. Pretty cool. Guys, good luck. How much have you run since you won state? How much have you ran?
We ran on Wednesday and Thursday.
And so just for our listeners that don't, what's a typical run, distance and duration?
We went 50 minutes Wednesday, right?
Yeah, 50 minutes Wednesday up the canyon, and then yesterday we did mile repeats on the grass. So.
And temperature was?
Freezing.
Freezing and elevation was high.
Yeah. And Ty's here like, hey, they actually did it because they knew the conditions. Those are all good answers. Those are good answers.
Awesome. Hey, thanks, guys, for coming in. Congrats again on a good season. Good luck moving forward. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
That's Jace Burton, Peter Lorch, Coach Ty Draney. It's all part of First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday.